Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
New York subway shooting suspect goes to court.
His arrest history in New York is 9 prior arrests.
Police shooting protests in Michigan.
Justice for Patrick!
Justice for Patrick!
Getting weapons to Ukraine.
Our goal is to move the requirements quickly.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. The man suspected of opening fire on a subway train in New York City Tuesday, 62-year-old Frank James, is scheduled to appear in federal court a day after police arrested him on an unusual tip. Correspondent Mola Lenghi is at the scene of the crime in Brooklyn.
It was apparently James himself who tipped police to his location in Lower Manhattan. Investigators say he called them, saying his phone was dying and he was charging it at a McDonald's. Cops were pointed in his direction by concerned locals like Zach Tahan.
I see that guy, he walking from the screen. I see him from the cameras. So I thought, oh, this guy, let me call the police. We got him.
James was charged with terrorism on board a mass transit system. If convicted, he could face up to life in prison. His arrest record spans at least 15 years in several states. It includes 9 misdemeanor arrests in New York between 1992 and 1998. Investigators describe him as a lone wolf who posted hours of violent racist rants online.
At least 20 people were injured in the attack. Newly released body cam footage sheds new light on the death of a black man at the hands of a white police officer. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper has the details.
Grand Rapids, Michigan authorities release video of a deadly traffic stop and protesters demand accountability.
Justice for Patrick!
Justice for Patrick!
26-year-old Patrick Leoya was shot to death earlier this month after a struggle with an officer. Grand Rapids City Manager Mark Washington.
When I saw the video, it was painful to watch, and I immediately asked, what caused this to happen?
The officer is on paid leave as state police investigate.
Russia is reporting a setback in its war on Ukraine. The flagship of its Black Sea Fleet has been badly damaged in a fire. Ukraine's military claims it was ignited by a missile strike. Russia denies it. In northern Ukraine, people are returning to what's left of their homes after devastating Russian shelling and airstrikes. Correspondent Holly Williams.
At this evacuation center, they register and get whatever help's available. The pain and the anxiety is written in their faces. Galina Yegorova is distraught. She made it out of far eastern Ukraine before an expected Russian assault, but her 73-year-old husband refused to come. And in the shattered city of Mariupol, bombarded for weeks on end, Ukrainian officials say more than 20,000 are believed dead.
Freedom must be armed better than tyranny. Western countries have everything to make it happen.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky spelled out what Ukraine wants yesterday with a wish list of weaponry.
Artillery, 155 millimeters. Artillery shells, 152 millimeters, as many as possible.
More help is on the way. CBS's David Martin got an exclusive look at some of it.
500 Javelin anti-tank missiles are included in the latest round of military aid approved by President Biden. The Javelins, which are proving the single most effective weapon against Russian tanks, arrive in unmarked trucks at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. The U.S. is one of 15 countries sending military aid to Ukraine in an operation run out of Germany by the European Command's chief logistics officer.
We have moved almost 400 aircraft across U.S. and our allies.
On a daily basis, How many flights are going into these countries on the border with Ukraine?
Between 8 and 10 flights a day, and that's from approximately 5 to 7 donating countries.
How long can you keep this up?
We can keep it up for as long as it takes.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he'll continue stepped up commercial truck inspections at the Mexican border at all but one of four bridges in Laredo in an ongoing battle with the Biden administration over immigration.
Texas law enforcement is apprehending illegal immigrants that got away from the Border Patrol, including previously convicted murderers, previously convicted child rapists, kidnappers, drug traffickers, and cartel gang members.
The inspections have backed up border traffic for miles. Trade groups say it's causing supply chain disruptions that'll lead to shortages at U.S. grocery stores and higher prices. California's Air Resources Board has unveiled a plan to ban all new gasoline power cars sold in the state by 2035. The first phase would require 35% of new vehicles to be powered by batteries or hydrogen by 2026. If the board finalizes the plan in August, it would set a new bar on EVs for the U.S. auto industry. Washington State has reached a settlement with an e-cigarette company aimed at stopping ads encouraging kids to vape. State Attorney General Bob Ferguson.
Juul must pay more than $22 million to the state of Washington. Importantly, Juul must also implement a slate of significant corporate reforms.
Ferguson filed a consumer protection suit against Juul 2 years ago, claiming it targeted underage consumers and deceived them about how addictive vaping is. Days after he rejected a seat on the board, Elon Musk wants to buy Twitter outright. He says he wants to transform it as a private company to ensure free speech around the globe. Musk's offering price, $41 billion, or $54.20 a share. He's already purchased a more than 9% stake in the company. A couple of Hollywood actors are making headlines over sexual assault claims. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
54-year-old actor Cuba Gooding Jr. has pleaded guilty to forcibly touching a woman at a New York nightclub in 2018, while 84-year-old actor Frank Langella has been fired by Netflix after he was accused of sexual misconduct. Gooding's plea deal calls for no jail time but counseling for 6 months. Langella is being replaced from the limited Netflix series The Fall of the House of Usher after an investigation into allegations he made a lewd joke on the set and touched a female co-star.
Two prison inmates in New Jersey have reportedly been impregnated by a trans inmate. NJ.com says the three are housed at a women's facility. New Jersey enacted a policy last year allowing inmates to be housed in accordance with their gender identities.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
There's no pandemic break this year. You have until Monday to file your taxes.
Mark Stieber is with Tax Preparation Service Jackson Hewitt. He says while 2021 is the most complicated tax year he's seen in decades, refunds are up and refund sizes are up.
Three out of four taxpayers are getting a tax refund, and that's very good news.
Steber says there are a lot of benefits on the table, but navigating the complications may require help.
Child credit, dependent care credit, earned income credit, education credits, those are all big, all complicated, all very pro-taxpayer, but they're not automatic check a box and get a big check.
Elise Preston, CBS News, Brooklyn, New York.
Barry Manilow missed opening night for his new off-Broadway show. Harmony had to go on without its co-creator after Manilow tested positive for COVID. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.